Didakkekunkwa, welcome. You are listening to The Storyteller, a collection of stories and folktales from Alaska's original peoples. I'm your host, Shanach. Let's go. I share with you a story from the KNBA Radio Archives.
This is Alberta Stefan from Native Village of Aklutna. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the hunting parties and how they used to hunt a long time ago. From their villages, they used to have to travel a long ways wherever there were animals. They'd have their sharpshooters, their fast runners. They have their scouts or somebody that could climb trees and look around the area and see where the animal was. And then they'd have the sharpshooters sitting in an area where they know the animal was going to run and have other people circle it and chase it to that person. And if they were lucky enough to get it, then they'd skin it out and every part of the animal would be used for something. They didn't waste anything. If they were a long way from home, they would have had to cut them in pieces that could be dried, and they'd smoke it. If the meat smells like smoke, and if it's dried on the outside, the flies wouldn't bother it. And then they'd head for home, packing all that meat. Usually they had a long ways to go, and they'd try to get it all done in one trip without stopping or that, without resting. When they got home, they were tired. Then the women would take over and take the packs, unpack it, strip the meat and hang it, cook. You hear a lot about bring your women out to skin the meat and all that, but that's really not true. Why they had the women do all this is because the men that went out and got the meat were tired. They barely made it home with the meat before it spoiled. You hear a lot of things that there is explanations for. Nowadays, you jump in your four-wheeler and go hunting, and chances are you're going to find a carcass of a moose laying around with just the legs gone and all the bones and everything laying there rotting away. That's not how it's supposed to be. The native people, they took whatever they needed from the herd of moose or caribou, and they used it all. They didn't let half of it go rot or anything. They took care of their own game. They didn't overkill anything, and there was always animals for them.
Storyteller is a production of Kawanak Broadcast Corporation. Funding for The Storyteller provided by the Annenberg Foundation, the National Endowment for the Arts, and the Siri Foundation. To hear this story again and experience more stories, visit nativestoryteller.net.